Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Just like that, we're on the other side, and it's October 1st. It's the most wonderful time. 888-808-1019. You have not been able to call this radio station since Positive Tommy Lugauer did his Lugauer, and he stood on business, man. What a day. I was here today for the watch party. I'm glad that it was on the live stream. I hope you were able to listen to some of that on the radio or watch some of that on WFAN YouTube channel. If you're a sports fan, if you're a baseball fan, if you're specifically a Mets fan, this is what you live for. Is this not why we do all this? Is this not why I'm looking at Fleegs with a Mets jersey and Paulie with a Mets jersey on at 12:03 at night? Like, this is what it's about. 888-808-1019. And I understand we can talk about all the points that were scored in Detroit, help my fantasy team. I'm sure we can talk about Tyler Huntley stepping in for Skylar Thompson, Mason Rudolph stepping in for Will Levis, but I've only got 2 hours and I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool. I'm in New York. I'm a baseball fan. I'm not a Braves fan. I'm a Yankee fan who works at The Fan in New York, surrounded by Mets fans. In the last 3 years, I've watched more Mets games than I have in 30 years of watching baseball combined. Let me repeat that. In the last three seasons, working at WFAN, having to get on every night and know what has gone on with the New York Metropolitans, I have watched the Mets play more games than I had watched from age 6 to 36. These are my Mets. And I'm not trying to claim the Mets. But these are the Mets that I dubbed the Make It Happen Mets. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. They were losers last year. I'm a loser. They were losers last year. 2 years ago, they were winners. But that's baseball, Susan. Sometimes the baseball can baseball in ways that you can't predict. And who would have predicted this? From 0-5, no one going to Citi Field, Gary, Keith, and Ron literally proclaiming it to be rock bottom. The season starting off with Rhys Hoskins and the Brewers going crazy against the Mets, and then the season ending with the Milwaukee Brewers, the man from Milwaukee, David Stearns. These guys have a chance to potentially sweep the Mets. I told you guys on Sunday that the Mets would not lose four in a row. Get ready for this upcoming series. I mean, they just were in Wisconsin. They got to go right back. But let's live in today, right? From all the nonsense from Grimace, Rally Pimp, Glizzy Izzy, all the stuff that did not have to do with baseball, bucket hats, giveaways, jerseys, bobbleheads, tote bags, Hawk to a girl. What mattered was those guys on the field. What mattered was the Mets back in spring training telling you we think we're a postseason team and people laughing at them. I listened to Carlos Mendoza give his speech afterwards and talk about how when J.D. Martinez signed, a lot of Mets fans didn't want J.D. Martinez on the team because they felt like this was a punt year, rebuild year, not even a rebuild year. Look at your payroll. Like, you should be a postseason team. You should be happy about this team. You should be elated. You should be awake right now, still living in the fact that, like, that actually happened as I'm watching the replay now. But Mendoza talked about, you know, everybody wrote him off. We should be sellers. Man, this is why you watch a baseball season, 162 games. This is why when the lockout happened, we fought for 162 games. This is what we do. We live and die with every pitch, every game, the whole way from March until October. 888-808-1019. And there's a lot of teams eliminated right now. The Miami Marlins are done. The Washington Nationals are done. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Boston Red Sox. Like, I could keep going. The two teams that were in the World Series last year, they're done. Nobody goes back-to-back anymore. So for your team to be October ready, it means something. For you to go on that magic carpet ride to clinching, and you know what? Pete Alonso got the party with the boys, cigar in his mouth. There it is. You didn't get it in 2022. Redemption song. These guys go to Atlanta and exercise all types of demons. Yoga, Pilates, cardio. They exercise every demon. Every Met fan was dreading this. And even when Mother Nature came in to be like, oh, wait, hurricane. Nope, we're going to play a doubleheader on Monday. The MLB script writers were going crazy with that. You didn't realize what was coming. You didn't realize what would happen on Monday while you're at work or while you're trying to get out of work. Or, you know, I came here today, honestly, because I got an email about free tacos. I didn't know it was going to be on a live stream. I came here today with not one Yankee logo on me. It wasn't about the Yankees. It wasn't about me. I knew that all of these Mets fans that are on air here, that are producers here, that are on the sales team here, they were going to be on edge. I couldn't do it. If this was the Yankees playing today, I would have stayed home. I wouldn't want them to be on air. I wouldn't have wanted to be here. But, man, the magic that we got in that game from Schwellenbach dominating and the Braves going up, right, with that first momentum swing, a fortuitous bounce, Tyrone Taylor. I mean, another guy. Like Tyrone Taylor, when they signed Tyrone Taylor, people laughed at that signing. He's been great all year. You don't know. This is why we watch. This is why we do all these shows. This is why we talk so much every day and night about this sport, about this game, the players and the teams. You don't know which way it's going to go. But watching that game today, the first opportunity where, you know, Tyrone Taylor gets on, that ball is like ripped, and the Mets don't capitalize. Harrison Bader, first pitch swing. You guys know what happened. The momentum swing made me think about the Orioles series with the Yankees last week where the Yankees get runners on, you don't capitalize, they bop you on the head. That's baseball, Susan. Silly rabbits, you had an opportunity, you don't capitalize, we will. And so all the doom and gloom Met fans, I mean, led by Evan Roberts, who Evan Roberts, is, he's booking flights for the Braves. He's talking about what the Braves are going to do in the second game. I'm like, listen, it's a long game, 27 outs. Nobody left. We stayed and we watched. And we watched the Mets come back in that eighth inning. Like, if you don't think this is a magical, special season, that eighth inning alone was everything. When I called them the Make It Happen Mets in 2022, they did that a lot. They rallied. They had innings where later in the game, people were writing them off. People were thinking the game is over. They're like, no, we're not done. We'll get at this bullpen. No, we're not done. We can pour it on. No, we're not done. Never say die. The Make It Happen Mets. You don't have to be a hater. Yankee fans, there's no reason to hate this. This is good for the city. This is good for baseball. This is a great story for baseball. The OMG stuff, Grimace. It's great for baseball because this is a team that was 11 games under 500. And with this expanded postseason, with 162 games, they're able to come back. They're able to rally from Jorge Lopez throwing his glove in the air into the stands, them calling a team meeting, Francisco Alvarez coming back, Mark Vientos coming back, having a great year. The pitching, you can't say enough about Jeremy Hefner and the Mets pitching staff that everybody, all these analysts and critics in baseball said that they had the worst rotation in the division. They had one of the worst rotations in the league. Ain't wrong. 888-808-1019. They revamped their bullpen. And speaking of the bullpen, Edwin Diaz, like what a story for that guy. I know he takes you on a ride. I know it seemed like he couldn't throw a strike. Some of those strikes were borderline. He was not getting the benefit of the doubt. But man, what a movie for him to basically say, I want back in the game, I'm not coming out. And as Evan surveyed the room, I'm saying in the back, yo, the plan was for him to pitch the ninth. You got the lead back. Pitch him in the ninth. And of course, who gave you that lead back? Like, MVP. I'm the one in the room chanting, MVP. MVP. Francisco Lindor, a guy who had back issues for the last week and a half, puts the team on his back again. You want to talk about most valuable player? You want to talk about a guy's value in New York? You want to talk about a guy ascending to be a king in New York? And I get it. I know there are Yankee fans already telling me, Keith, relax. It's a regular season game with them. Yo, when do we give them their World Series rings? Stop that. Lindor is a guy that's gone through it and evolved to become this in New York. There's three kings right now. Him, Judge, Brunson. We'll see what Judge is about to do. But Lindor did it in a huge moment. That's forever. There are kids that watch the Mets that is their moment. You feel me? Like there are kids that are right now that's the moment that locked them in to be Mets fans for the rest of their lives, to tell their dads, yeah, I do want to go to Citi Field. Yeah, I'm with you, Dad. 888-808-1019. It's special. It's special to see those guys get to pop champagne and party because of what happened a couple years ago. It's special to see your closer fight and battle through again. Have the look in his eye like, no, 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 no. Ryan Stanek, no, sir. It's special to see guys rally. Starling Marte, Tyrone Taylor, Brandon Nimmo, all of these guys against the Braves. It just was a ridiculous day. I just think if you're a baseball fan, if you're a sports fan, specifically if you're a Met fan, you got to love how that played out in your favor. You got to love how this season went. And don't get me wrong. Like, the postseason is a different season. We'll worry about that later today as this postseason schedule starts off at 2:32 p.m., the Tigers versus the Astros, 4:08 p.m., the Kansas City Royals versus the Baltimore Orioles, and then 5:32. It's going to be a long time until 5:32 p.m. starts, and the Mets are right back where they were at Miller Park. I know it's not Miller Park anymore, but it was Miller Park when I went there. Mets versus Brewers, and then 8:38, you get Braves versus Padres. Good. Postseason baseball. Man, baseball, people criticize Major League Baseball for not moving those games. Baseball won again today. They criticize Major League Baseball for not going to an alternate site, not doing better with knowing there was a hurricane. They said, no, we'll wait. We'll play this out. And so as baseball fans, we were treated with a bonus postseason game. Because, I mean, if you're a baseball guy, which I don't know how many baseball guys are in the MLB office, but you should know, hey, it's going to be better for them to play this doubleheader with all of this pressure. We're going to get must-see TV out of this. And that game today was arguably the best game of the year. I think for my money, it was the best game I watched all year. I didn't miss a pitch. I was sitting in there riveted. And, like, you don't have to be a Mets fan to appreciate it. You don't have to be a Mets fan to tip your cap and say, good for the New York Mets, good for the Mets fans. Let people enjoy things. Let these Mets fans have something. Like, there are people in tears today off that. Evan Roberts hugged everybody. Evan Roberts was humping Tommy Lugauer. The hug that he gave Paulie, he's like smacking these guys' hats off. It's just like pure joy from grown men. What else makes people feel like that? 888-808-1019. It's sports. It's the most wonderful time. So I know we can talk about the Jets if you want. They tried to talk about the Jets during the show today, and it's like there's no reason to do that. We get it. We all watched that terrible game, or actually most of us probably changed the channel. Sorry if you went out there to MetLife in the rain and endured that. If you guys want to kill Robert Saleh for a whole week, go for it. If you guys want to talk about the Jets' penalties and Aaron Rodgers and why they didn't run Braylon Allen, go for it. But like, let's not do that tonight. There's time to do that as we get ready for week 5. If you want to actually go back and talk about Thursday Night Football with the Giants, for what? This is the story. This OMG, Grimace, Glizzy Izzy, Seymour Wiener, Rally Pimp, Hawk to a Girl throws out the first pitch, and she even celebrated. She even put a tweet out. The Mets make the postseason. She felt like, whoo, they bailed me out. This would have been on me. 888-808-1019. If you weren't able to get into Lugie's, Tommy Lugauer's, positive Tommy Lugauer. And I got to speak on Tommy, man, because I love to troll. And I've been trolling Tommy with the positivity stuff. But, man, like, you got to feel good for a guy like that. For Tommy Lugauer to Memorial Day weekend. Remember Memorial Day weekend, the Mets blowing those games? I mean, like, bro, it was a joke how they were blowing those games Memorial Day weekend. Nobody was positive. I remember we did the DJ's party. And I went back to my hotel and sat in a room and watched the game. The Yankees were playing the Padres. And I'm like, yo, the Mets, only the Mets find ways. It was against the San Francisco Giants. They lost both of those games. I'm like, the Mets find a way to lose. Tommy stayed positive, so much so that he came up with the shtick of positive Tommy. And yeah, it's a little much. It's a little redundant. Yeah, it's a lot of the same things over and over again. I told him straight up for the last couple weeks, buy a drum. I was in here banging on my headphone case. I was banging the drum of negativity for the Yankees. I'm like, you need a drum, bro. You got to have an actual drum for the celebration. You need an actual drum to bang on air. It worked, man. It worked. And he did not back off from it. So, man, I'm happy for him. I saw the post that he posted. I know he's living in it. Man, I know every host here at WFAN has had takes that were correct or predictions that come true or just good nights on the Fan where you live in those, man. You live in the fact that, like, you put that energy out and it came back to you in a good way and everybody heard it. I'm happy for Tommy. As much as I troll Mets fans, as much as I troll and make fun of the team, like, I'm happy that Tommy actually saw it through and he can stand on that. He can peacock. This is a guy that host shows on the weekend. This is a guy that's grinded here for all these years, producing. This is a guy that really got his opportunity, I think, this summer with Evan going to jury duty, being sick, going on vacation, and obviously Tiki traveling the world and doing other things. Tommy Lugauer, I'm happy for you, bro. I'm putting it out there because I don't want anyone to get it misconstrued. There's one thing with competition, Yankees versus Mets. There's another thing, competition, you know, host versus host, voice on the Fan. Man, I'm rooting for people to win, especially when they put themselves out there to say that I'm going to lean positive instead of being negative and don't make plans for October because the Mets are going to be playing postseason baseball. It was this close, but they got it done. 888-808-1019. We can talk about everything from the game today. We can talk about the season that was. I'm telling you guys to live in it because before you know it, it's 5:32 and the first inning could go the wrong way and you're back to stressing about Carlos Mendoza, the lineup, the starting pitching, the bullpen. This was one for the ages. This is one that Mets fans, young, in the middle, and old, will remember forever. 888-808-1019. I got to take a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Yep, I will be right back.
Our next Boomer and Geo Live is set, and we're bringing the show back to one of our favorite spots, the Paramount in Huntington Village on Long Island on Friday, November 22nd.
Yeah, that was the perfect end.
What goes on with you on Friday night?
Boomer and Geo Live, we give thanks, featuring special guests, including our good friends, Adam and the Metalhawks.
I would love that.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Come out and hang with us for a great night at Boomer and Geo Live, we give thanks. Brought to you in part by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. And The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, let's do it. 888-808-1019. Let's get right to the phones. You know, the update hit it, and I think we had a caller mention it. We lost Pete Rose. We also lost Dikembe Mutombo. Rest in peace to those two. But tonight is a night where Mets fans in New York City want to call in and say where they were, what they were doing, what they were thinking, ask questions, talk about the season and this postseason coming up. So we got to get right to that. But RIP Pete Rose, RIP Dikembe Mutombo. I didn't hit that in my open because it was hit in the 12 o'clock update. Nobody has been able to call this radio station since 7:30 when Tommy Lugauer got off. So now is your time. Like C-Mac says, tonight is your night, bro. Kike is first in Newark. What's up, Kike? You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, buddy? I just want to give Lindor his props, man, because he's having a terrific year, man. And, you know, the Knicks, I'm loving what they're doing right now. So, yeah, man, that's it. I'm on route, working, you know, listening to you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for checking in. Hopefully we help your shift go by quickly. Yeah, I mean, when you hear me say it's the most wonderful time, like if you're a sports fan in this city, it's actually a really, really good time for multiple teams. Like you don't have this negative feeling about all the teams like we recently had. I'm looking at Brunson and Hart on my screen today, New York Knicks Media Day. Like there's so much going on in New York sports. You know, you got to be selective about what you hit on. In my 2 hours, I understand it's not about my favorite team. It's not about me. It's about the New York Mets. And Lindor, man, I talked about it in my open. This is a guy who evolved here. This is a guy who went through it here. This is a guy who earlier in this year, myself included, I doubted the guy. I'm like, come on, you can't keep having slow starts. I'm like, it's starting to look like that contract was an overpay. You could pay double for what this guy has meant to this team. That home run that he hit, like, Talk about the doom and gloom setting in, the Braves coming back and Mets fans just feeling like, oh, we can't escape it. It's inevitable. No, it's different with this team, with these Mets, with Francisco Lindor. Let's go to Glenn down in New Orleans on the Fan. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, how you doing tonight, Keith? Hey, you know I'm a Red Sox fan, but the best thing for the Mets getting in the playoffs is that you get to talk more baseball at night.
Yep.
And that's a good thing.
I try to tell people, I'm like, I'm on tonight at 7 p.m., I'm on Wednesday at 7 p.m., I'm on Friday at 7 p.m. If the Mets are out, right, then there's no New York baseball until Saturday. This is better for business.
Yeah. Like I was telling you, Screener, back when the Mets signed J.D. Martinez, I looked at their roster, and I'm seeing all these guys on MLB Network talking about them, you know, being a possible playoff team and not really mentioning Boston in the same breath. And I thought to myself, well, the Red Sox and the Mets are about even. They both like 500 teams. And at the All-Star break, the Red Sox with 10 over 500, and the Mets, I think, might have been around 500 perhaps. But they just took off. And I know Lindor won't win the MVP, but that guy, I'm telling you, he's been phenomenal. I've watched a lot of the games in the second half of the season because I like Ron and Gary and Keith. They've got to be a top three TV booth in baseball. But he's just unreal, uncanny. And the worst thing is I'm watching the game today, and it's 3-0 Braves, and I fall asleep. And when I wake up, the first thing I hear is, and that means the Braves are going to have to pitch Sale tomorrow. I missed the whole thing, but I watched the second game, and congratulations to the Mets. Like I said, it's a win for me, too. So,
yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Glenn. Listen, I mean, Lindor, I'm watching the home run trot right now. Jeff Passan put out, can't get over the utter nonchalance of Francisco Lindor's home run trot. The Mets were two outs from a crushing loss. Lindor hits a go-ahead ninth-inning home run to send them to the postseason, and he runs around the bases like it's nothing. Boss move. Yeah, it is nothing for him. He's been there before. He's done this before. This is a guy that earlier in the season said what he missed the most about being in his, you know, former city, Cleveland, was winning. But he knows that he can power them to wins. And so when he does it in the final hour, when he does it and puts the team on his back again, it's like, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm the highest paid player. I'm the best player on the team. Yeah, my back isn't right, but so what? I'm playing. I have the bat in my hand. It's my time. Boss move. I told you guys weeks ago when I really started, like, and that's, shout out to Tommy too. Tommy was the first one on WFAN to say Lindor is a MVP candidate. And we all kind of looked at him like, no. So Otani and maybe some other guys, I don't know, Ozuna, no. Francisco Lindor is the National League's most valuable player. I don't need to go into my spiel about Otani being KD joining the Warriors. He literally put an exclamation point on his case today. 888-808-1019. I told you weeks ago, I'm like, this guy is on baseball God mode. Are you not watching him? Are you not watching how this guy approaches his at-bats from the leadoff spot, his defense, how enthusiastic he is doing the spank, the smack celebration that they do. Like, this guy led the way. Dan is down in Tom's River next up on the Fan. Go for it, Dan.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick point about the Mets. Something very interesting we see is that the Mets, it must be the most confusing team of all time. No one knows if they're that team that would start 0-5. Are they the team that went 11 under? Because at times, they you know, when they lost three straight, that final loss against the Brewers, everyone's, you know, getting reminded about this 0-5 Mets, and this Mets 11 under 500. And then they come, turn around, and show you that they're this real postseason team that fights back, that's resilient, that just, you know, refuses to lose. You know, it's just confusing how they have to polar opposite sides of themselves this season. Yeah. All year long. We see it.
I mean, that's baseball, too. It's a hard sport. I mean, just a couple days ago, watching their at-bats against the Brewers, I'm like, what the hell are these guys doing? Do they not realize this is it? Like, their at-bats weren't competitive. It's like they were sleepwalking. They were out of it. Well, backs against the wall. They win one game coming out of Milwaukee. They win this first game they're in. Done.
Right, and, you know, Francisco Lindor, you know, he's not going to get the MVP. They're going to give it to Ohtani. But, you know, in recent history, I think he's the Met MVP, maybe over the last, like, 25 years. Is that fair to say?
I mean, he's right now, he's everything. Thanks for the call, Dan. Right now, Met fans have this guy already getting his jersey retired. Right now, Mets fans have this guy as, like, the guy, period. You know, not throwing Pete under the bus, but in a year where Pete was signing with Scott Boras, talking about getting $300 million and, you know, supposed to have this prove-it year, and he had a down year, Lindor really emerged to lead the way and become the actual face of the franchise, the actual guy. It's amazing. I can't say enough about the job he's done. He is the captain. I know he doesn't have a C on his jersey, but Lindor, man, he might be the best shortstop that you've ever seen for the Mets. He's just getting started. Let's see what happens in October. Let's see what he does in the postseason. That's the proving ground. Let's see what Ohtani does in October. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good, good.
So, first off, you were mentioning J.D. Martinez. And, you know, I remember the night they signed him, me and Paulie were kind of arguing with you. You like to move, and me and Paulie were like, yeah, it's good to get this guy. But if you're going to tell us that it's just like, oh, just a year that you're not really planning on doing much, then let the rookies play. But look at the Yankees, look where they are. And listen, maybe Lindor's not going to win MVP for MLB, but right now he's definitely got MVP of New York.
Yeah, he's like right now he is the guy. Like you can't say he's not the king of New York right now. Brunson, second round exit. We'll see what they look like with this new Carl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges squad, Judge. Judge absolutely cannot be a 200 hitter, you know, go cold in this. Like, it's right now it's on Lindor. Let's see if he can keep this going in this next series coming up here. I can't take anything away from the guy. And going back to J.D. Martinez, why I like the move was because it showed me that the Mets were, all right, with David Stearns, they actually want to have a DH. In the universal DH being available to the Mets, and they want to have Dom Smith or Darren Ruff or Daniel Vogelback, like, get an actual DH. And even Mark Vientos could have been your DH. No, they went and signed J.D. Martinez, and J.D. Martinez started this whole season, which was kind of prophetic, was saying, I'm addicted to the postseason. That's why I signed here. And Carlos Mendoza talked about it today, and he said people laughed at that. They all took that internally as, yeah, thanks for joining us. We plan on getting to October, and here they are.
You know, Keith, also earlier today, you know, talking to my friends, and you know, the only way the Mets can get out is if they end up being fully swept by the Braves, the one last week and both today, and also it's 3-0, and we're like, oh no, here it comes. But then Lindor also in the eighth inning gets a hit, they all get hits. Alvarez, Iglesias, and Nimmo with a great home run. And listen, Keith, it's just and as you know, I was telling you about how they have to make a documentary on the season. This would be a main point on there. And looking ahead to the series tomorrow, listen, they got a hit. Well, the pitchers just have to be solid. They got to hit these pitchers, get out early, get the first win, and we'll see how it goes. Keith, thanks for taking my call. LGM, OMG. Keith, have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, I'll say this about this upcoming series with the Brewers. It has nothing to do with the series you just saw. Yeah, postseason is different. Like, it's a different beast. You know, lights are brighter. Energy is up more. I wouldn't, you know, think, hey, we just lost the first two against the Brewers, that's going to happen again. They ran all over us. They hit. They, you know, like, who knows, man? Who knows? Get pumped for it. You should be excited for it. You have a postseason game later today. The regular season's over. Not every team in Major League Baseball is playing. The Mets are playing a game that really matters. If they carry this energy, you don't know. Like, they go from, you know, champagne shower celebrating. Carlos Mendoza, the first rookie manager to take the Mets to the postseason. We're talking all this stuff about Lindor. Before I was mentioning Tyrone Taylor. Like, who would have thought that this guy would be such an important player for the Mets this year when they first signed him? Continue it on. Continue it on. As we continue on, Bobby is in Belmore. What's up, Bobby? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, Taylor, I think, got the second biggest hit behind Lindor starting that rally because they were dead.
Not that bad.
That pitcher Swampback was mowing him down. That got him out of the game. And as good as their bullpen is, I was happy to see that. Now, a couple of things with this. The Mets really worked out for the Mets. Number one, Lucchesi would have been pitching today if the Mets would have won the second game instead of the first game. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're set up with Severino and Manea. And then also, they are seated in a good spot because, especially with Lindor's back and a long plane ride, they don't have to fly out to San Diego. And then if I believe they do not recede in the playoffs, if they beat Milwaukee, then they play Philly. So, I mean, we know how that, that could go either way. So with Lindor, I think with his back issue, he'll take two long plane rides to San Diego until us. And I guess they would stay out most of it. Maybe not. They finish up. And let's say they're in New York, they'd be San Diego. They have to go back to L.A. and fly out again. And after this grueling 5-6 games, go back and fly out to San Diego. You know, I know Milwaukee's really tough, and it's going to be – but Milwaukee hasn't exactly produced that well in the playoffs, in the recent years.
Yeah, we've seen them fold in the first round plenty.
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. And, as far as Lindor, I think you're absolutely right. I think today what he did, he must get consideration. I don't think he'll win it, but I think it's going to be – it could be a closer race than people think with Ohtani after watching what he did. Got probably the biggest hit of the year. In the major leagues, period. As far as Pete Rose is concerned, I think it's a freaking joke. This guy's not in the Hall of Fame. You got a bunch of lowlifes in the Hall of Fame, but got racists in the Hall of Fame. You got all kinds of crap. Ty Cobb, the guy actually hit, he passed. Was a big time racist, and
got some cheaters in there. Got some guys in there that I don't know. What I think, and thanks for the call, Bobby. What I think is with Pete Rose is, now that he's not with us anymore, they may start to consider how to honor him. I don't know. I think it is crazy that in the year that Ohtani is involved with a gambling scandal, Pete Rose is able to speak on such and say, well, if I would have had an interpreter, maybe things would have gone different for me. Ohtani is on his way from the season starting with him being implicated in this gambling scandal for millions of dollars to now being a unanimous MVP for the most part. Everyone, writing his name on the trophy and how dare any of you even bring up the gambling stuff. It was a FBI investigation, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, and then that same year, Pete Rose is no longer with us. Now, I got to watch that HBO documentary. I started the first, couple minutes on it. I've been meaning to get to it, but I don't watch documentaries. I don't watch streaming. I watch sports, live sports. And I watched that Mets game today, and there was something special about it, man. There's just so many little things from the decisions with the pitching, just so many little moments where you, that's what it was for the Met fan today. There were so many moments where you felt disgusted, you felt sick, your heart was racing, but then you felt joy. Like that eighth inning where they poured it on everything. But then, even guys like Evan Roberts sitting there, it's not over. They could give it. It's, I don't know. It makes you love the sport. It makes you really think, anything can happen. Anything's possible. And that's why you watch 162 games. That's why you go to these games. That's why you listen to The Fan. That's why you listen to these podcasts. That's why you subscribe to YouTube stuff and you just obsess with the players and the team and what's happening. Because they can just make you feel a certain type of way when they actually come through and get it done. Whether you believed or didn't believe, that doesn't matter. Today is a day, yesterday into today, that you'll never literally forget. You won't forget where you were. I'm not a Mets fan. I won't forget that I decided to come in and get a free lunch because Jess Clark sent an email, hey, we're going to have a watch party. Then they're like, this is streaming live on YouTube. I'm just in the cut. You can't see me in the screen. I'm just in the back eating tacos, enjoying Evan Roberts literally just tapping his Skechers uncontrollably, just a nervous wreck watching the game. Lugie sitting there pretty much silent. We're fans. That's what it's all about. James is in Boston on The Fan in New York. Hello, James.
Yo, Keith. Thank you so much for taking my call, man. I love you. Show makes me feel like I'm right back at home.
Good. Thank
super
you.
Super excited. Yeah, absolutely. Super excited we got more baseball in New York. I'm a Yankee fan too, so I know it's about the Mets today, but I do want to hear you talk Yanks for just a second. I'm curious. I think that I actually like the Mets pathway through the DS to the NLCS better than I like the Yankees path through the DS to the CS. Whether that's Orioles or Royals, I've watched every game of the Yankees this year. Don't 100% trust them to show up. The Mets, on the other hand, coming in, sneaking in under the wire, showed a lot of guts. Yeah, curious what you think about those two differences.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Every year we look at the postseason bracket and we try to predict how it's going to go. Every year we look at the route, like you said, the road to the World Series. We have no idea. One of these top seeds are going to get knocked out in the next week. You know, some of the favorites even in the first round. Like, we have no idea. But as far as the Yankees, and the last few years at least, like, I just think there's, I don't want to jinx it. I'm not jinxing, but it's just like, come on, bro. If you can't beat whoever comes out of this Orioles-Royals series to go meet one of three teams between the Guardians, the Astros, the Detroit Tigers, like the Yankees talent-wise, the Yankees health-wise, the Yankees home field advantage that is the Bronx Zoo up there on 161st Street, like, it is all right there. And what scares me is that it is all right there. It seems that simple, right? It seems like you should beat these teams. You should get it done. And then who knows what happens when the lights get turned on? Who knows what happens when these guys have a week off? Who knows what happens when they're in front of their own fans? Like I just saw, and I know it's regular season, but I mean, the fans were excited on Tuesday and Wednesday, like, hey, we're going to clinch, and they folded then. Now, with the Mets and their route, yeah, you're going right back to Milwaukee where you just were. I talk about the MLB script writers. Of course, David Stearns comes from over there to the Mets. That's where you're going to end up as you do make the postseason. I think they can beat the Brewers. I don't think the Brewers are that much of a postseason, perennial postseason contender, a strong team. Like I just said, I've seen them lose in the first round. And then Philly waiting for them, like that would be perfect. If the Mets can get through and go play Philly and Mets fans can drive down the turnpike and go root on their team down there in Citizens Bank Park where they think, you know, it's Red October, they're going to get their trophy back and, you know, this is the year that they actually get to the World Series and win it, for the Mets to go dance with them and potentially knock them off, because we did see, you know, the Mets have some success with them late in the year. Awesome. If that goes down. And even on the other side of the bracket with the Dodgers, right? The Dodgers spent $1 billion. The Dodgers have Ohtani. The Dodgers have Yamamoto. They have a couple other MVPs and Betts and Freeman. And they have a team full of guys that this is what they're used to being there in October. They should get there. They should get to the World Series. They should get to the NLCS. But somehow they always seem to choke it away too. Nobody knows, man. And that's why we're going to watch these games. And, you know, injuries are going to happen. And starting pitchers aren't going to have their best outings. And guys that you expect, like I just mentioned, Betts and Freeman, they went cold last year when the Dodgers needed them. Who would have predicted that? Like, nobody knows. So, man, place your bets. Make sure you got a good seat on the couch. It's going to be a fun run. Thanks for the call, James. 888-808-1019. Yeah, as I look at this bracket, I'm just like, you know, go fill it out. Everybody fills it out. I'm trying to think back to last year. I just remember last year, all of the AL East teams getting swept, not winning a game. And then also now with this new playoff format, what is this, the third year of this new format? Like, with this new format, I mean, you lose back-to-back games, you're out of there. And, you know, there was a gripe about that a couple years ago, like, oh, well, it's not fair, you know. In baseball, you're going to lose back-to-back games, like a three-game series. I'm like, well, it's better than a one-game elimination. Because in baseball, you're going to lose one game off of one starting pitcher, off of one bad outing. So I think it's better for the game. Another thing that's going to happen, somewhere there's going to be a rain delay or a postponement. We saw that in the last couple years. And, like, you know, they weren't prepared for that. So no one can call it, man. It's not, I don't know, it's not going to go chalk. It's anybody's game, because when you get to October, everybody's 0-0. Whoever is playing their best baseball, whoever gets hot right now, whoever pitchers are locked in, whoever has the lineup that just puts bat to ball and they don't choke in the moment, that team gets there. It's electric. The teams that hit homers win games. The teams that have aces that go out and shove for 6-7 innings win games. Every year. And it could be a team like the Arizona Diamondbacks who don't even get in the next year, or the Texas Rangers who choked away their division to the Astros but found a way to get a ring and made moves so that they could get it done. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Belrose. Pat, you're on the Fan. What you got for us?
Hi, Keith. How are you this evening?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I don't think people talking enough about David Peterson, the game that he pitched against Milwaukee. And then he loses that game, well, there's a big, then you have to win both games. So I'm a David Peterson fan. I just was just happy that he had such a great year, and I'm a big Vientos fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't think they get enough ink. But Peterson, the game that he pitched, where they won, I mean, we're not giving, you know, I mean, Lindor should get all the credit in the world. Don't get me
but
wrong.
Let's
I mean,
not forget about David Peterson and the year he had. A couple months ago,
yeah.
I was saying, this guy's an unsung hero. I think we're singing his praise, but not loud enough, and you're 100% correct. When I was on Sunday, I said I thought that he would go out there and hold it down, and I thought there was no way that with the season on the line, would the Mets lose four games in a row. And Peterson has been ace-like. Peterson at one point had like one of the lowest ERAs in the National League, quietly. And I always remember him saying this about his performance and about the team when they were riding high and they started to trend up in June and in July. He said, no one wants to be the reason that we fail. Like, no one wants to be the guy to bring this team down.
Yeah, it's like as soon as he got his walks under control, he started pitching six, seven, eight innings. All it was just him getting the control. And
yep.
I forget his name, but Gallo on there, and he was saying, does anybody have any confidence in David Peterson? And I was on my way home from a wedding. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, I don't have Tom Seaver confidence, but I had all the confidence in the world in Peterson. You know, and like you said, he's like one of those unsung players. You know,
they don't get here without him. He was a guy that, like, you know, he was a guy that people kind of wrote off. People didn't think highly of. It was always like, oh, David Peterson. He was great this year. Thanks for the call, Pat. I mean, I said it in my open. This pitching staff, Jeremy Hefner, like, they are the big swing. When you look back to what did it, it was the rotation that had Adrian Hauser in it. It was the rotation that everybody looked at the Mets rotation and said they're no good. There's no way. We don't know what Severino's going to be. Sean Manaea. Jose Quintana. Like, Jose Quintana was terrible for like a month. And then he got his act together. So I don't know what they're doing in their pitching lab. I don't know what they're doing with player development, scouting, whatever. It worked. It worked. They revamped the bullpen. It worked. Their lineup had multiple guys in it that could hit. Timely hits, good at bats. And when they poured it on this year like they did in that eighth inning, you've seen that before. That rally like that, it's like, yo, you can't stop them. I don't know how many times I talked about the Mets putting up double digits in the R column and the H column. There was a point in time this season where they were rocking some of the best pitchers in baseball. It didn't matter who it was. Like, anybody could get it. Mike is in Clifton Park, New York. Mike, you're next before we go to the break.
Hey, how's it going? Great show. So I'm a Mets fan. Of course, I'm thrilled with the win. But this was, you know, like a culture-changing win. And it kind of reminds me of the Knicks in 2020 when they broke through and they made it into the playoffs. You know, the Mets, you know, they finally broke through a first game with the Braves. Diaz gets knocked down. He gets back up again. He gets the save. They learn to toughen up. They learn to win. Oddly enough, Alonso seems to be getting more awkward and disappearing, which is odd. And, you know, if you have a second, I wanted to just say something about the Knicks. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm excited about Cat coming. And anything about him being too soft, I'm not worried about it. Knicks have a good, tough culture. And if he needs to be kind of straightened out or brushed up on a little bit, I'm sure Brunson and Hart will take care of that. So I'm pretty psyched about the Mets and the Knicks coming up. So thanks, Keith, for the time.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, with the Carl Anthony Towns being soft stuff, it's so overblown. You would never step to Carl Anthony Towns. You would never say anything to that man. And like, it's basketball, bro. It's not the NHL. It's not the NFL. they're not out there actually, like, physically, like, I don't know. I think people have made too much about, oh, he's soft. You're not going to be saying that when he's lighting guys up for 30, 40 points. You're not going to be saying that when he's having his way in the paint. You're not going to be saying that when he's knocking down threes. Like, so much gets made off of these, like, moments from the past, whether it's Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, whatever, with Karl Anthony Towns. Even, like, people bringing up his voice, how he changes his voice, whatever. Who cares, bro? Are you trying to win? You didn't have a five. Hartenstein left. Mitch is hurt. They had to make a trade for a center, so they went all in and actually got a hometown kid that can score. And, like, I don't know. I think it's a good trade. There's just so much nonsense that's come from Knicks fans. Like, are you trying to win? Or are you trying to be a second-round team? You trying to hold on to that second-round team from last year that didn't get it done? Keith, they got hurt. Okay. You weren't going to beat the Celtics with that team? Isn't that the point? You're trying to knock off the Celtics. You're trying to match up against them. Do the Celtics have rough and tough guys that Karl Anthony Towns can't handle? That's, I don't know. That's corny to me. Anyway, coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. And Michael Fliegelman is in here. He wasn't in here during the day when all the Mets fans were jumping around, hugging and high-fiving. I'm sure he was either sleeping or doing something else. And he had to be here tonight, so why come in during the middle of the day and come back tonight? But we'll hear from Fleegs and his point of view where he was. And we'll continue to take your calls till 2 a.m. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.